Welcome to the KPFA local station board meeting, and it is January 17th, 2026. I'm Carol Wolfley, chair of the board. Madam Secretary, will you please take the roll?
Rabab Abdul Hadi. Sorry, Abdul Hadi.
Here.
Present.
Here, Rabab.
Huh?
Here.
Rabab present. Emma
yes.
Auer.
Yes. Yes.
Present.
Emma present. Virginia
present.
Browning.
Here.
Virginia present. Michael Cheng has an excused absence. Cheryl Davila.
Present.
Cheryl present. Fred Dodsworth. Fred Dodsworth.
Fred is. Trying to get in. He's coming.
Okay. Anthony Fest.
Here.
Anthony present. Sherry Gendelman.
Sherry's having trouble getting in. Could someone send her another link? She said the link's not working for her.
Okay. Can I call roll for first?
Or? I'll try and do it.
Okay. Thank you, Carol. Great. Thank you.
She's here.
Oh, good. Okay.
Sherry Gendelman. Are you present?
She's muted.
I can't see her from the screen I'm on right now, but I'll put you present, Sherry.
Just wait till she gets in. Candace, please.
I'm here.
Okay, Sherry, present.
I didn't realize that you had put the Zoom into the agenda, and I would appreciate if you send them separately next time. Thank you.
All right. Christina Huggins?
I'm here.
Christina's present. Nunu Kadani.
Nunu asked for an excused absence. She's out of the country. She may try to join.
Zach Calvier.
Zach? Yep.
Present. Zach is present. Carlos Cohan.
Present.
Carlos present. Steve Kukala.
Present.
Steve present. Colleen Mast.
Present.
Colleen present. Kathy Pico. Kathy Pico.
Kathy's I can see her waving. Kathy, you need to unmute.
Okay, how about that?
Yeah, good.
Okay.
I'm here.
Kathy present. Allegra Thompson with an excused absent. Andrea Turner, excused absent. Richard Walensky, excused absence. Absent. To Stan Woods. Stan Woods. We'll check in with him later. Candace Schott is present. Carol Wolfley.
Present.
Carol present. So we have.
There is Stan.
Stan, are you present?
Unmute Stan, please.
Yes, I had some computer problems, but yes, I'm on.
Okay, Stan present. We have 15 present and 5 excused with a quorum reached.
Thank you. All right. There were a couple of proposals to change the agenda. We added 15 minutes. We changed. I got a request from Virginia to change to 15 minutes. On the Pacifica reports, there was a request to add an item to the executive session from Steve Kukala. So we will do those. Are there any other additions to the agenda or changes?
Hearing. I have a question.
Oh, yes. Is that the point of information?
It's a point of order, I guess. I think that when people are called, even if they're in the Zoom, they should be marked absent until they say that they are here. And if they're not here, they should be marked absent until they arrive, and it should be noted the time of arrival.
We do ask for people to be recognized for the recording. And
like Fred Dodsworth, who is not here or wasn't here at the time, should be marked absent until he arrives. Or whomever. It doesn't matter. That was just an example.
Oh, and Fred has not been marked present yet. He has, I don't see him having arrived yet. We just noted that he would be coming. He's not marked
present. I know, but.
Present.
But Thank he you. Should be marked absent until they arrive.
Thank you for your suggestion. We'll move on to approving the minutes. Were there any additions to the, let me just say, hearing no other changes to the agenda, the agenda's passed, and now we will move on to the,
There should be a roll call for the agenda.
There's
no objections.
There is no objection, Cheryl, to the agenda, so we don't do a roll
call.
But
she didn't ask that question. You didn't ask
Cheryl,
the question.
Cheryl, you have
just
not
assumed.
Been recognized to speak. I'm admitting Dr. Robach. Okay, we're now moving on to...
Point of order.
Yes.
There has to be a vote to approve the agenda.
Okay, your point of order is not well taken. And the reason is that I said, are there any objections to the agenda? If there's no objections... Then the agenda is approved because there's no objections.
Then I do object.
God.
I object.
Point of order.
Yes. What is your point of order?
Is that the objections are not raised in a timely manner and we're wasting time of the meeting.
Actually, she did not ask the question. She did not ask the question. She said that there were no objections. She didn't ask, were there objections? Point of order.
Are there any objections to the agenda?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. We'll take a roll call.
First of all, let's see it. Put it on the screen or something. You said there've been modifications to it.
The modifications are that We extended 5 minutes for the, actually we're over time on this item. Approving the agenda is 2 minutes. So what we, and, the point of order from Christina is well taken. So we will go to a vote on the agenda at this time. Candace, will you take a vote on the agenda? I will mention the 2 items that were added were the 5 minutes. It was added to the PMB reports, and an item was added to an item was entered for executive session. So we will now go to a roll call, and before we do that, can we please recognize that Fred Dodsworth has entered the meeting.
Fred Dodsworth, are you present?
Fred, you may need to unmute.
Fred, are you present?
Oh, let me bring him in. Okay. Let's try again.
Fred Dodsworth, are you present?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
All right, Fred, present. That brings us to 16 present.
Fred, we're now voting on approving the agenda. Go ahead and do the roll call, Candace.
Uh-huh. Rabab Abdulhadi. Rabab Abdulhadi, how do you vote?
Excuse me?
Yes or no? Abstain?
No.
Emma Auer?
I vote yes.
Emma, yes. Virginia Browning?
Abstain.
Virginia abstain. Michael Chang not here. Cheryl Davila.
Abstain.
Cheryl abstain. And Fred Godsworth.
I came in. I was looking for the report. I came in late. Can you explain to me what we're voting on?
Fred, we're voting on whether or not to approve the agenda.
Oh, I vote to approve the agenda.
Fred, yes?
Yes.
Just a sec. Sorry, I had a little trouble here. Anthony Fest?
Abstain.
Anthony abstain. Sherry Gendelman?
Yes.
Sherry, yes. Christina Huggins?
Yes.
Nunu Kadani absent. Zach Calvier?
Yes, what a waste of effing time.
Yes, for Zach. Carlos Cohan?
Yes.
Carlos, yes. Steve Kukala?
Approve.
Yes. Colleen Mast?
Of course.
Colleen Mast, yes. Kathy Pico?
Yes.
Kathy, yes. Allegra Thompson, oh, not here. Andrea Turner, not here. Richard Wolinski, Stan Woods?
Abstain.
And abstain. Candace, yes. Carol?
Yes.
Yes. So we have 11 yes and one no and 4 abstain, 5 not present. It passes.
Thank you. We'll now move on to approving the minutes. Were there any additions or changes to the minutes as sent? Hearing no changes, the minutes
oh,
are...
Oh, hello. This is Virginia. I feel that the minutes are not really quite reflecting exactly what happened, and I am not remembering what was different, but they're created in a way that seems uninclusive. So I'm probably going to abstain on that, just to let you know.
Madam Secretary, will you please note that Virginia Browning abstained on the minutes?
There should be a roll call. My hand's raised.
Point of order.
What's your point of order?
You don't vote on minutes. You make recommendations for changes, and that's it.
Thank you. Your point of order is well taken. Okay, the minutes are approved. We will now go on to time certain.
I abstain on the minutes. Can you put me down as abstain?
Yeah, will do.
Okay, we'll now go to time certain. I'm going to ask everybody not to call out during the meeting without being recognized. If you have something to say, please raise your hand. No calling out, please. Thank you. Cheryl, do you have a point of order? And if you have a point of order, please state what rule is being broken. Okay, I don't hear that. Go ahead. Antonio, it's after time certain. Report from Antonio Ortiz. We have 30 minutes. And welcome, Antonio. Sorry for the delay.
Hello, everybody. Happy New Year. I hope all of you are having at least some joy in your lives for 2026. I know there's a lot of crazy things that are happening out in the world. And, you know, we're here at KPFA doing what we can to hopefully make the world a better place by building understanding with each other. And so my hope is that for 2026, we're able to thrive. For my report, and I want to see if I'm going to be able to share it. Looks like I'm not able to share it. Screen share. So if Rod at some point can make me into a co-host, that'd be fabulous. But one thing that I wanted to let you all know is that what we want to do is we want to figure out ways we want to know what the station is doing well and where it can improve, right? And in 2026, we send out a bunch of surveys to kind of see a snapshot of where KPFA is at. And as you may have seen this year, a message was sent out for us to participate in the National Federation of Community Broadcasters tech survey. So let me go to my report. And I hope you all can see that.
We can, Antonio. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. So in November 2025, nearly 4,000 core community radio listeners participated in the 2025 Public Radio Tech Survey by the National Federation of Community Broadcasters, NFCB, and in conjunction with the Jacobs Media and Public Media Content Collective. So KPFA was one of 33 U.S. community radio stations that participated, and the survey was available to our listeners for 6 days, from November 18th to the 23rd. The goal of the second annual NFCB PRTS 2025 survey is to guide community and public radio stations to better understand the following: perceptions on community and public radio's levels of trust and transparency, insights on how audiences engage with radio to discover music and their use of digital platforms and devices, perceptions around station fundraising, including pressure points, insights into public radio's role in providing local news and community information. NFCB members will get access to the results in a webinar in early February. I am a NFCB member. I'm actually now part of the National Federation of Community Broadcasters Board. And so I'm looking forward to seeing what the results are in February. And this is going to be all inclusive of all the other 33 stations that participated, and it gives a snapshot of what our listenership is like nationally, right? Or at least for community and public radio stations, not necessarily KPFAs, right? Where I want to go from there is just some information from the previous surveys that we did. So I sent that one out to folks last year. In 2024, we had a couple surveys, and here in the section you will see we will see a few results of questions from the winter and summer listener surveys, which had over 2,000 unique respondents. Links to the survey were provided on kpfa.org, promos were broadcasted on 94.1 FM, and messages were sent to KPFA's mailing list. It is understood that the surveys reflect a pool of participants and not the full listenership. I've heard this from many folks, and I understand this myself, that this is based off of the people who chose to participate. So we know that it's not necessarily all-inclusive of all the listenership. And remember, the information below is meant to be used as a guide for future surveys. That's the intention that we had for 2024. First question, which we wanted to know, is where were people mostly at? That people who responded to the survey, where were they mostly at on social media, to try to figure out ways where we would expand our listenership? And if you could look here, 26.1% use mainly YouTube as their social media platform of choice. The pink is none. Yellow is Facebook at 24.2%. And the next highest below that is Instagram at 8.6%. So you can tell that most of the respondents don't really use social media. But for us, if we look at YouTube and Facebook and Instagram, with a lot of people using those social media platforms, that's pretty much the best way we could move forward to try to build an audience. And Jose Gonzalez has been working on doing a lot of posts on our social media platforms and actually garnering a lot of interaction from our from the audience that we have on those social media platforms. So I'm going to move on to the next one. What is your relationship to KPFA if you're a local station board member? So this was pretty much asking for non-board members and non-staff members to fill out the survey. From the 2008 respondents, 76.2% were member listeners and 11.6% were past members. You can see 12.2 are non-member listeners who participated. And as you all know, we have a listener base that really cares for the station and including the 11.6. That's a lot of people. 76.2 plus 11.6. We have a lot of folks who really care about the station and want to participate. Things that we wanted to know are, what are the age of the people that generally listen? And from the respondents, this is not true for everybody. You can see here at 75 and over, it's 28% of our listenership. 65 to 74 is 40.9%. And then below that is 17.5 are the 55 to 64%. So a large majority of our listenership is 55 and older. And then you can see here in the 45 to 54 and below, I mean, it makes up less than, probably makes up less than a sixth of or an eighth of, not an eighth, a sixth or a fifth of the respondents. So we're going to have to do a lot of work on reaching folks below 54 years of age. That being said, these are from people who actively responded. Question that I was curious about is, like, how long have you been listening to KPFA? And in this one, like, for example, who's been listening 0 to 10 years? That's about 10.4% of people listen to KPFA under a decade. 11.5, 11 to 20 years, and so on and so forth. So, like, 17% of the respondents listened to KPFA for 3 decades, 21 to 30 years. 17.4 have listened for about 4 decades. And then 22.6 have listened for about 5, and then 16.7, 6. And we get to the 61 to 75 years, and it's a smaller amount of folks. But you can kind of tell that people generally, they've listened to us for a long time. So they are, they're committed to KPFA. I'll just say that. What time frame do you regularly listen to KPFA programming on the FM dial? Again, this is when you regularly listen. I know that there were some feedback about, you know, folks who listen to many different hours, but for the survey, it was to figure out what time of day do we know that there's a higher listenership. And here you can kind of tell, you know, mornings, it says 56.5% of respondents say they listen from 5 to 10 a.m. 56.2% of the respondents listen from 10 to 3 p.m., 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then 53.8% listen from 3 to 8. And then after that, it trails off. So the bulk of our listenership, of course, is from 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. Not a surprise. In one of the questions that was asked, 89.9% of respondents say they listen to KPFA from home, and 68.1% of respondents listen in their car. Yeah. Just something to note, you know, who knows how that information will help us with reaching an audience in different places when people are, just, you know, pretty much listening to the station at home or in their car. But it's something for us and the staff to talk about. And then just something for you all to see. Below is a list of programs where 25% or more of respondents say they listen to on a regular basis. And I'll just have you go and look through it. But under the Public Affairs and Culture program, you'll see, and I put it in order from the lowest 25% all the way to the top. Not a surprise for a lot of us, at least not for me, that Democracy Now! Has over almost 80% of listenership say that they regularly listen to Democracy Now! Some of the things that are notable that I'm going to just say, like Letters in Politics, 64.9%, with the departure of Mitch and no longer having Letters in Politics. That's something that we as a staff need to kind of figure out what's going to happen next, because that's going to be a big hole, I'll just say. Other shows that are no longer with us, Voice of the Middle East and North Africa, 36.5%. Regularly listen to them. And this was all from 2004. Folks from Vomina wanted to move on to other personal goals and retired the show, unfortunately, in 2025. The Herbal Highway, 30.9% regularly listen to that show. That show hasn't gone away. The two programmers, Renee Camila and Emiliano Lemus, and I think there's another new person in that mix, continued, but they're now called Planting Medicine, FYI. But that's another show just to point out. If I'm going to go down to the music programming, America's Back 40 is, you know, one of has 28.1%, and we go up to the highest, which is Blues by the Bay, 37.5%. Even though KPFA's music department and the music programming makes up 60% of the programming, it's not surprising to see this. Most of the listenership is Monday through Friday, and then it trails off after 8 o'clock and doesn't start up till 6, and most of the programming that we have during the weekdays are after 8 p.m. up till 5 a.m. in the morning. Saturdays and Sundays seem to be a difficult time to garner more listenership, but these shows seem to be doing well, especially Music of the World, America's Back 40, Across the Great Divide, and Blues by the Bay, that are some of our biggest listened to shows on Saturday and Sunday. And then a few notable responses to the question, why do you regularly listen to the above shows? And I'll just read it out loud for you all to hear. Your original and fresh content, your unbiased reporting and commitment to giving voice to the underserved and your legacy of truth telling and just good old fashioned entertaining content. Sorry, give me one pause. I'm going through a cleanse right now, so I have to drink my shake in just a minute. I'm going to keep going. To enhance my political knowledge, to gain a deeper astrological understanding, and to improve my health. The music shows, especially nonfiction radio, are what offer me relief from my real-world experiences. The news and information shows educate and intrigue me in what I do not know. The above shows occasionally offer an eclectic and progressive mix of music and views unavailable on commercial and public stations. I find other radio nearly impossible to listen to, so I basically only listen to KPFA. Some shows happen to air when I'm in my car. KPFA was always on the radio. Some shows like Blues by the Bay, I love. I work intermittently, so I sometimes listen to KPFA during downtimes. Most programs are very informative. Most music programs are great, featuring artists and music I do not hear anyplace else. I can't stand commercial radio in general. I turn the radio on in the morning and usually have it on all day and into the evening. KPFA is the default position on my radio dial. I trust the integrity of each show and greatly enjoy the various viewpoints expressed. I find the programming to be stimulating and broadening. To hear interesting music that doesn't get played on commercial stations, to learn history and context of current issues, such as Mideast conflict, environmental policies, practices, DEI, etc., to learn what's going on in the USA and the world. I listen to whatever is on the air, or I listen to whatever is on at any time, at any one time. And here are the final three. To be a well-informed citizen and to stay connected to ideas, diverse perspectives, information, and world events. Best activist news, use the announcements, guide to action, go to advertise events like the music. Okay, that was kind of hard for me to read. Apologies for that. And then the last one, phone on most of the time to KPFA programming. So some things that I want to take away from that are that we have folks
There's some background sound. Whoever is doing that, can you please mute?
Yeah.
Thanks. Go ahead.
So a few of the key takeaways is that, and things that we know, that we have a dedicated listener base that listen to us a lot. And some of them listen to us all the time. And things that they get from KPFA is they get access to new music that they don't hear anywhere else. And they get informed of what's going on locally and nationally and internationally. At last year's NFCB conference, I went to one of their sessions where we were asked about news, and the question for the from me and my colleagues there were, what do you think inspires people to listen to news? And most of us you know, said things like, you know, to be informed, to know what's going on, how to be, you know, how to be better citizens. And well, in a nutshell, what they had said to us is like the one thing that people, I kind of gave it away. Sorry. What I meant to say was that when we were asked what people, why people listen to news or watch news, you know, most of it was to be informed, to know what's going on. All that stuff is, you know, pretty much, the main response that we had. The one thing that they said that people don't think about is that people listen to the news to be a better person, to know how they can be a better human being, how they can improve the world that they're living in, right? And I think that's something we have to lean into at KPFA, and we lean into it a lot. I know that the station isn't perfect in many ways, but we're doing the best that we can with the limited resources that we have. And it's very empowering to see that people really care about the station and we make an impact. So my hope is that the 2025 tech survey that's being put on by National Federation of Community Broadcasters will give us some information on where we kind of want to start pointing our noses toward in the sense of which direction we want to go. So my hope that when you all see this is to kind of look at KPFA in a way of, this is the stuff that we're already doing well. What is it that we're already doing well? Right. And be proud of that. And how do we expand on that? And the biggest thing that's going to be a challenge is we already have the people that are committed to us. How do we start finding those new folks who have not even heard about us? How do we reach them, right? And I hope some of these comments that people have written give you all some time to kind of think about that and brainstorm in your head, like, what would that look like for KPFA? And how could we all work together? So I'm going to leave it at that. And I don't know what we have next, if that means it's, we're going to have a discussion or whatnot.
Thank you, Antonio. If you want to stop your screen share, we can open it up to some questions. And I want to remind everyone that as a committee of the Pacifica National Board, we need to honor the Pacifica guidelines for respectful communication. And that means using the time to ask specific informational questions. This is not a time for complaints or raising concerns about individual producers, hosts, and programs. If you wish to give feedback to the station about specific policies or programs, please write to comments@kpfa.org. At KPFA events, people submit questions, written questions to the speakers, and I really do not want us to have to go to that, so I'm asking everyone to please keep your questions brief, informational, and respectful. And if you have, again, if you have comments about individual producers or programs, please write to comments@kpfa.org, and you're welcome to note that you are a board member. Thank you. Okay, Cheryl, did you have a question for Antonio Ortiz?
Yeah, thank you for going in the order in which they occurred. So I'm wondering if you can send the report before you come to the meeting so that we can have questions lined up to ask, because it just seemed like it was a little bit of a too much time spent on that. But anyway, it would be great. And then also my other question is, you said that this was 4,000 people responded. Was that just for KPFA or was that for the whole 33? And how many, and if that's true, like how many people specifically responded to KPFA if they're different? And then also, there was a lot, it seemed like the shows that you highlighted didn't actually reflect any, well, I don't know, but it seemed like they didn't reflect a lot of the people of color shows like Kat Brooks. I would like to know like labor, law and disorder, and like so I was curious like the funk show on Friday night, like what the stats are on that. And also and then it seems like, and then I was curious as to, you talked about the news. The news always is now referring to a specific person with the initials IM. And I was just curious, like, I don't know, that doesn't seem like a good thing, because the news used to be more broad.
Hold on.
So that was my question. Why is it always the same reference and not like brought out more broadly?
Cheryl, can I ask you, from the four questions, which one would you like me to answer? Just so I can get time to answer other
questions. All four, because other people might have those questions. I mean, it's like we didn't, you know, I mean, this is the only time we have. So please.
Antonia, please go ahead and choose which question, and then we'll go on to Virginia.
Okay. So what I'll answer is, from the tech survey, that was 4,000 nationwide, 4,000 respondents from 33 different radio stations. And then for the list of shows that had 25% or more, just for you to know, Law and Disorder is there at 34.4% of respondents say they listen to that regularly. And Hard Knock Radio is also there at 46.2%. The other thing is, for the long report, I get it, wanting this ahead of time. I think what I'm going to still have to do is I'm going to still have to read it out for folks who do not, have access to it so they can hear it for the first time. And I think it's good to go through it slowly and have people be on the same page before just going into a meeting where people start to tear things apart, or ask questions, without us kind of being all on the same page of this is the information that we have to work with. So I just kind of wanted to put that out there. I'll leave it for the next person.
Thank you, Antonio. Virginia, you're next. Please unmute.
Okay. Thank you for that very comprehensive report. That was interesting. I just note what you say about people want to listen because they want to make the world better. And I think that does reflect that KPFA should make sure they have some other points of view than the mainstream on some of those shows, and especially the news. But I have tried to email and have not gotten responses. So, I mean, I appreciate that you don't want all this in the station board meeting, but somehow we need to be able to interact somehow with you guys. So, thanks.
So I want to respond to that also, Antonio, by saying that we do get emails and forward them, and it's my understanding. Well, Antonio, maybe you can answer. It's my understanding that even though things may not be responded to, they are all read and considered.
What I'll say is to Virginia, I think, first and foremost, I hear what you're saying, and the goal is to try to get engagement in a way that is, well, I'll just say this. We want to have engagement. That is the goal. The challenge is, with such limited people power, it can become difficult. And so the question is, how do we do that in a way that's very focused, where people can be heard, and that not only is it their voices are being heard, but actually something can come out of it, right? And what I'll say is that there's a lot of messages that get sent out about, you know, topics that we can cover, or, you know, issues that are being raised in the community or whatnot. And, you know, the easiest way for folks to, well, I'll just say this, like the people on the air, there's a way to reach out to them to cover those issues, right? But that being said, it can be inundating. And so for me, my goal is to figure out how can we set up a space, a container, where that can be done. And then it can move forward from there, right? So it's just something that I've been tinkering with, talking to the staff about, I know that the board isn't interested in doing it. But just know, Virginia, that's something that we're, you know, working on to try to figure out how to make that more effective. I'll just say that.
Thank you. Stan.
Yes. Hi. I'm active in the East Bay Democratic Socialists of America, and the demographic there, age demographic, is the exact opposite, unfortunately, of the KPFA demographic. Not unfortunately for DSA, but unfortunately for KPFA. The vast majority of members are under 40. Myself, being a guy in his 70s, I'm in like maybe 5% of the active members. But I have ran across some younger comrades, as we call ourselves, because we are socialists, who listen to KPFA. And two questions come out a lot. One, is there going to be, as there used to be a lot of, public forums, public meetings, KPFA, and if there are, can they be out, not just held in Berkeley, but throughout the whole listening area? We often talk on the air, especially during fundraising drive, how we go from Santa Rosa to San Jose, or Monterey, actually, but public forums don't reflect that. One person mentioned how in high school, her comparative religion class teacher took him to a debate KPFA had between Christopher Hitchens and late Christopher Hitchens and Chris Hedges, and how illuminating she found that to be. So one, is there going to be any public forums scheduled for 2026, and would it just be in Berkeley, and why not be throughout the whole listening area? And secondly, one thing she found, several people who do listen found a little disturbing, was there's hardly any call-ins on most of the shows. So, and she would like to see more discussion, even debate, on the air. Anyway, what's your thoughts about that? Thank you.
For the public forums, there's nothing planned for right now. With regards to having a wider reach in different locations, that's something we'll have to figure out how that could potentially happen. I think the challenge is that there's only a few people, like there's only one of me, and there's no way that I'm going to be able to go to every single public forum. So the question is, how do we do this in a way that's going to be as effective as possible with the limited amount of essentially people to do it, right? And so it's just a question to ask, because I think what you're pointing out, when you want engagement, you actually have to be there. Right. And I want to just say, like, for me as a manager, what I found is that I have to have a lot of in-person interactions with my staff to make sure that the station is running smoothly. And if we look at, like, each individual can only, you know, maintain contacts, meaningful contacts with a certain amount of people, it becomes untenable at a bigger amount of folks. Right. So that just means that it becomes one of those where we have to figure out who else is going to be involved. What would that look like? So it's a good question, which is that kind of, we would have to figure out and brainstorm how that could potentially work out, in a way that would be successful for everyone, right? I'll just leave it at that. And then your second question, about call-ins. I think the power of KPFA is the live programming that we do. I have, through my years here, you know, I know that people have, you know, would talk about, you know, wanting things to be more sound rich, which I think is great for radio. You know, that's something that we would want to achieve. Radio programs that have more elements that kind of, tantalize the ears, so to speak. But, in a nutshell, what really sets us apart is that when we have live radio, we do good live radio. And I've told folks that that's something that we have to lean into. Yes, COVID, has set us up so that people could work from home. And I think that works well for a few folks, or maybe a large majority of them. But I would say that, you know, I am a big supporter of doing live programming. So, and call-ins are great. We have some programs that do it. I get the criticism of having more of it. But that's all going to be dependent on the programmers and their, the show that they're producing. So I'll leave it at that.
Thank you, Antonio. We only have six more minutes, and I'm seeing 5 people who would like to ask a question. So what I would like to do is to ask you to keep your questions to 30 seconds. And Antonio, if you can keep the responses to around 30 seconds also so we can stay on our agenda. We did extend some, make some extensions into the agenda. So go ahead, Antonio, Anthony Fest, please.
Good morning, Antonio. Two questions, hopefully both fairly quick. I get the impression that this NFCB survey is directed primarily at how people listen rather than what they listen to, and that the responses will all be aggregated, so they'll draw conclusions for community radio as a whole. We won't be able to look at KPFA results or KBU results or KGNU results or whoever else was in that survey pool.
Anthony, your 30 seconds is open. Is over. Please just get to the question.
Second, very, very, very quick question. Any progress on restoring discrete music? We talked about that a couple meetings ago.
For discrete music? I haven't had a chance to talk to Jose about that.
Thank you. Next question, Colleen. Unmute, Colleen, please.
Hi. I wanted to say that I thought the first chart that it showed Twitter being the highest amount of listener, top social media thing, and I don't think that was mentioned, but I could have got it wrong. But the other thing was, I wondered if there was a way we could do a weekly, a thing in the park and just set up and just have, a couple people just be there with some sort of, interesting, format talk, something just to get things, I have some ideas, but I just wondered if there was a way to do that with some volunteers. And then if it worked out, we could spread it out to other places.
I would say we would have to brainstorm that idea. Not a bad idea. The challenge is that there's going to need to be a staff member to help coordinate and help make it a success in whatever way that the volunteers will need help in. And, I'll just say that, let's just say that it's going to take me about like an hour or 2 hours to have an initial meeting and have more consistent meetings. It ends up taking up a lot more time. And it's not a no. It's just that the question is, how do we do it where, how do we do it in a way that allows me to be able to help that become a success, but also not take me away from the daily things that I need to do at the station? And I'll just say that there's things that I cannot talk about that are happening all the time that end up becoming like a high emergency. You have to deal with it today. And so I love the idea. I really just don't know.
Thanks, Antonio. And we're going to go to Steve Kukala. Steve, you need to unmute there.
Yeah, sorry. I just want to reinforce something. January 12, 2023, the PNB passed this motion. Whereas building critical capabilities of the national office and stations require collaborative efforts among the governance bodies, management, and staff in order to be grounded in best information and collective will, now therefore be it resolved that any national board or local station board initiative that requires management or staff involvement must be accompanied by a financial impact statement and a review by management to determine feasibility and to assess what actions are already underway or planned, and must identify any new resources required to implement the initiatives. So I'm just reinforcing what Antonio said, that if it's going to cost money, you're going to get pushback because there is no money.
Antonio, did you have a comment about that?
I'll say that, yeah, I'll agree that the money part's going to be an obstacle. The other part is the people time, right? There's only 24 hours in a day. People only have enough energy for a certain amount of time. So that's also something that we need to take into account. And I'll leave it at that.
Thanks. Dr. Rabab, do you have a question?
Yes, thank you for this report. I can't wait to read it in person because I want to look at it much more carefully. Can you just elaborate what's going to happen to the program Middle East and North Africa? Since it's anyway, go. You understand what I'm saying.
The programmers at that show, they wanted to retire the show.
And could you talk about the replacement show, Antonio?
Yeah. Oh, the replacement show. Okay. So the replacement show is Electronic Intifada. Well, it's not a replacement show. I'm just going to say it's they've been there. Electronic Intifada is now broadcasting on KPFA.
Thank you.
There is no other thing in terms of the whole, because the Electronic Intifada focuses on Palestine. But what about the whole region?
For the whole, I'll just say that what we'll have to do is we'll have to go and figure out if there's going to be a program that could do that. Right now, we don't have one.
Okay, I'd like to talk to you about that. So when the time comes up, please get in touch with me. Thank you.
Fred.
Yeah, I want to remind everybody here on this call that you can go to the local park and put up a sign that you make saying KPFA, and you can broadcast your favorite programs and encourage people to listen to KPFA. The failure of the LSB is that you're not getting out there. We don't have the money to advertise to get more listeners, but we have you. And
Fred, you have the responsibility
to go out there and get listeners.
Fred, I'm going to ask everybody, Therese, please make it a question. These are questions, but we're done with this.
Answer to a question.
That was an answer to a question. Thank you. We're moving on to PNB reports. So, Fred, now is your time to go ahead and make your statement and read the ED report from the Pacifica ED report and any other thing you want to report.
I serve on the LSB and the PNB, and one of the things that thanks, Cheryl. Great. One of the things that I'm very much aware of is the finances, because I'm the chair of the finance committee, and I've got good news to say, which is that we are turning the entire network around and starting to actually get the kind of responses that we need to stay alive. But I need to say this, you know, we don't have the money to advertise for KPFA or any of the stations to get more listeners, but we do have 13,000 people at the KPFA station and many more at the others, or additional people at other stations. And if each person went out and encouraged two people to subscribe to KPFA or to their local station, we would be in a whole world of difference. And if you've got a great station, if you've got a great program, let everybody know. Now I'm going to read the ED report. This is for sharing, and it's from Stephanie. This is as of January 8th. The known aged payables as of 1/8/26, $500,000, $498,000. This is down from $2 million just a year ago. The FJC loan, outstanding principals, is fixed, by the way. We can't pay it off early, but the principal is still at $2 million. But we are making payments on a monthly schedule rather than quarterly, and all payments have been made on time. The next payment of $17,301.71 is due on January 31st, 2026, which is coming up in a few weeks. The ED is meeting with the FJC this week to discuss loan terms and reduction of interest. Hopefully, we'll be successful at that and not have to spend $17,000 every month on, a loan that we took out that, was years and years and years ago. Fund drives. Thank God for fund drives. The winter fund drive in KPFA, December 9th to 19th, had a goal of $300,000. We raised $250,000. And the year giving between December 20 and 31 brought in another $98,745. KPFA can do better and is doing better and is really, you know, doing exceptionally well, but we're not doing well enough to cover all of our expenses, let alone, unfortunately, the expenses of some of the stations who aren't doing so well. KPFK in LA from December 2nd through 19th, they had a goal of $120,000. They raised $123,000. Just to put that in comparison, LA is a much bigger market than San Francisco, and they were not able to even hit half of what we raised. There's room to grow there. KPFT, we kind of love them, but they did not conduct enough official on-air and year fund drive. Instead, they focused on PSAs related to end-of-year retirement fund distributions and end-of-year giving. End-of-year giving brought in $92,994. WBAI, thank gosh, we have Bob Henley down there, and he has finally run a fund drive, which the last one was done 18 months ago, and he went for $150,000, and he raised, or I should say the station raised, $171,652, and the campaign was kicked off on Giving Tuesday campaign, advertised between PSAs and email blasts. That is so much better than WBAI has been doing so far. It is really remarkable. WPFW in D.C., had a goal of $95,000. They had a fund drive December 14th to the 20th. The goal was $95,000. They raised $104,000. And then they went to the year of end of year giving between December 21st and 31st and brought in an additional $75,000. We are turning the wheel to a better place. The audit and taxes update. We continue to actively search for a new audit firm. Our former firm resigned when they were threatened by former members of this network with legal action. And we have really got put behind the ball on that. We can't keep sabotaging ourselves. The executive director has been following up with contacts recommended by members of the PNB and the audit committee, as well as reaching out to firms that have previously worked with Pacifica. To save both time and money, our preferences for the new audit firm to conduct a combined audit for fiscal years 22 and 23. All necessary documentation for the audits has been prepared by the national office, and we're ready to go as soon as we get someone who's willing to actually audit us at any price. We've engaged an auditing accounting firm who's completing our taxes for fiscal year 23, 24, and 25, but we still need to get the entire system audited. The general manager searches, the deadline to receive resumes for general manager positions at KPFK, WBAI, WPFW was on December 31st. Interviews are being scheduled, and all candidates for the week of January 19th, the number of resumes listed, received was listed below. KPFK got 9 resumes. WBA got 9 resumes. WPFW got 17 resumes, and do not specify a station. There were 3 resumes that came in. They're probably not going to be very useful. That is the executive director's report for January 8th, 2026. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other, Zach Colvier is our other PNB director at this meeting. Zach, did you have a report?
No. Fred did well. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. I see one hand. Please keep your questions brief. And we will ask our PNB directors to answer them. Cheryl Davila, I believe you have a question. Please unmute, Cheryl.
I did. So I guess then the station raised $348,000 if a $250,098, you said, I think. And then it would be transparent if those all these reports that come out in these meetings were attached to the freaking agenda so we can review them ahead of time. And if you could show them on the screen instead of just reading them so that we can see the numbers and know that they're, I don't know, somewhat legit. I don't know.
Those are the official numbers.
Yeah, we know you always try to shut the black woman down or the person of color.
Get over yourself.
The point is, I'm going to ask everyone to stop while we
take a moment and
well, I'm just asking, like, it would be nice to see these numbers attacks, because we don't
making personal attacks is not oh, stop. We're going to pause a moment.
Well,
and stop if anyone continues to speak without being recognized, and no one is recognized at this time to speak. If anyone
my hand was raised and
speak,
I was recognized.
You will be
I was
moved
recognized.
To the waiting room.
I was
call a member to order, please.
Cheryl Davila to the waiting room.
Why? I was interrupted, please. Not he right. Interrupted.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
I would
the
make
meeting has now been restored. To order, I want to speak to the issue of sending out the agendas. I want to thank people.
I don't think
people.
This is right. No. No.
I want to. No one no. is recognized to speak at this time.
I don't think this is right.
Okay. No one is recognized to speak at this time.
Point of order.
What is your point of order?
Point of order is that there.
What rule is being broken? Not what
okay,
you
never
think
mind.
Is right.
I think in front of listeners, this is a racist act that was and it was not dealt with. I'm sorry. This is very bad.
Okay. A point of order is a rule that's being broken.
Never mind. You're shutting down something that's really important without addressing it.
Sherry Gendelman, go ahead with your question.
I would like to thank and acknowledge the entire staff or the finance committee for getting our finances somewhat in order. We were in crisis for the last 6 years, and Fred's report has been very comforting or calming or whatever. But thank you, Fred, for your report.
Thank you, Sherry. Steve Kukala, go ahead.
Yeah, Fred, I believe the process is the ED gives that report to the PNB, and then the NFC receives it, and at that point, they approve it for release to the LSBs, and I know you've directed me to send it to the LSB on numerous occasions, but I don't believe the NFC has met since this report was issued. So would it be inappropriate to send it until the NFC sees it?
Are you asking me that question?
Yeah, I thought yeah. that was Fred, the process.
May I respond?
Sure, go ahead.
I'd be happy to say that I try not to do things without getting authority. I would have been happy to put the display on the screen. Reading it is not my favorite thing to do. And, you know, it would be easier for everybody, but I didn't have that authority again. And if, you know, we want to make it so that those kind of reports are visible, then that needs to be planned.
Thank you. I'd like to speak to this issue also. What happened was that at the last PNB meeting, the executive director was not at the meeting, and the report was sent out after the meeting. And I had requested to get a report to send to the board before this meeting, which I like to send that ED reports to the board before the meeting. We don't always have these station reports before the meeting, because they're not always available. Antonio called me just before the meeting and was adding some additional things in today. So we don't have them necessarily before the meeting. The ED report, we didn't have it this time up until I want to thank Darlene Pagano who searched it out and found the ED report and sent it to Fred before the meeting. And that's why Fred was late. So we are working really hard to get you the reports. It is a courtesy because the focus of this board is not finances and the focus of the board is not personnel. But we are doing our best. So that being said, we will now go into Carlos Cohan, did you have your hand up?
Yes. Just a quick question to Zach and Fred. When these reports are finally approved, do we post them anywhere? So that if we do, where? Because that way everybody would know that, yes, the report is available and you can download it. Thank you.
I can answer that. The reports from the general manager for KPFA are posted at kpfa.org. And it's under general manager reports under the section more on the top left. And the ED reports are posted with the PNB minutes on kpftx.org. So it's important for all of this information is open and transparent, and it's important for people as board, responsible board members. Part of our orientation is to let everyone know what are the websites when you join the board and how to access the information. It's now time for us to move into executive session.
We have one other person who had her hand up.
That is not a board member.
No, I'm not a board member, but I've been a...
Okay. We will now move into executive session, Candace. I'm going to ask everyone who is not, we are moving into executive session to discuss some proprietary matters. And
you anybody, act very racist in your behavior.
Anybody who is not a...
Justice.
Board member will be asked to please leave the meeting.
Roberts.
Thank you.
I'm a director on the Pacifica National Board. I'm identifying my line so that I can remain connected during the executive session.
Thank you. That is call-in user number one. Is that right, Serene?
I have no idea how I show up on the screen. Okay. That's why I'm speaking, so you can identify the line.
Thank you. Okay. Candace, do you see at, I believe it's the top left?
I do see
Colin.
It.
Colin, so we'll leave Serene in. And anyone else who is not a member of the board, we're going into executive session. Please leave the meeting or go into a waiting room.
Point of information.
Yes.
Where is Cheryl Davila?
Cheryl Davila is in the waiting room.
Bring her out, please.
So she can interrupt everybody more and more.
Like you just did.
Okay. Where are we still?
Like we still have a few people.
Steve Kukala, are you Steve listening? No microphone?
No, that's not me. I have no idea who that is.
Oh.
Colin user number two, please identify yourself.
I'm the one called, I see what you mean. I'm Miso Stevie. Do you see that one? I don't know how to go into the waiting room myself.
Oh, just leave the meeting and come back.
All right. What time would it be to come back, please?
At 12:30.
Okay. Thank you. I'll do exactly that. Thank you.
Thank you. Who is 1-3-2-3-2-3? Who is that? Please leave. It would be really helpful for our meeting if people who are not board members could leave on your own so we don't have to take this time?
There's two I don't recognize. One's named Observer and the other's the phone number.
Yeah.
Can you just put them in the waiting room, Carol? Yeah.
Thank you. Okay.
323 is still online.
323, please identify yourself. Okay. All right, go ahead, Christina.
What's the connecting to audio? Is that Darlene?
Oh, connecting to audio is a backup computer used in case we have a tech failure.
Point of order.
All right, go ahead, Christina. What's your point of order?
Are all members now present? Where's Cheryl Davila?
Okay.
Shall I admit her?
Yes. She's a member.
Anthony, you're not the chair. Okay. I'm going to admit Cheryl, and if she speaks again out of order, she will be removed again. All right. We are now back in the meeting, and go ahead, Christina.
Thank you. This is my report from as I'm the chair of the KPFA LSB Ethics Committee. I listened to the December 11th broadcast of background briefing segment that Anthony Fest provided as attribution for his allegations about Ian Masters' program. I found no factual basis for his accusations. The quote Anthony Fest used was, "How are you going to get rid of this guy?" The actual quote was asked of Ian's guest, who had lived in Venezuela for approximately 3 decades. It was used in the context of Venezuela's most recent election that neutral observers have stated was tainted. The actual quote was, "How do you get rid of this guy?" This is a question, not a statement. It was made in the context of them discussing Maduro's refusal to acknowledge that the election count showed that he had lost the election. Anthony Fest stated, "The guest's reply was this attitude that U.S. leaders are entitled to get rid of other leaders they don't like." I could find no support for that characterization. David Smiled was Ian Masters' guest on the program. David Smiled is a PhD in cultural sociology who teaches at Tulane University. The quote from David Smiled's biography belies the assertions by Fest. This project also draws on my interest in peacemaking and negotiations in the Venezuela conflict. One can be critical of Maduro and still be opposed to the U.S. imposing regime change. A person should be able to hold these opinions simultaneously. One, that the Maduro administration was repressive and corrupt, and two, that the U.S. engaging in military intervention in another nation is an illegal act and unacceptable under international law. In addition, on the January 5th, 2026 background briefing broadcast, directly after the military action taken by the Trump administration, Mr. Masters' guest was strongly critical of the U.S. action and stated that it was, quote, all about the oil, end quote. He also stated that it was going to create chaos in the region and that Venezuela is primed for resistance. Nowhere in that broadcast was it suggested that the military action was legal or that it was supported by Mr. Masters or his guest. I recommend this alleged violation of the KPFA-LSB group agreements be sent to the Ethics Committee for review. Christina Huggins, KPFA Ethics Committee Chair.
Thank you, Christina. It is not the role of this board to be engaged in political debates. We are not a political party. We are a board with designated responsibilities to keep KPFA on the air and to support it with our outreach fundraising and community needs assessment. So what I would like to do is to refer this matter to the Ethics Committee and ask if anybody is opposed to referring this matter to the Ethics Committee. And I will open this to discussion and hear for 1 minute each, two people opposed and two people in support. I'd like to start and give Anthony Fest an opportunity to speak if he would like to.
I do want to speak. I might as well speak after others have spoken, though.
Okay. Who else? Cheryl Davila.
For one, I don't appreciate you kicking me out of the meeting.
Okay,
for
Cheryl,
two, the time
Cheryl,
period was wrong.
Cheryl,
for three, Anthony Fest and other people, I'm talking about the topic now, but I just had to state my opinion of what you freaking did.
That was
anyway, the point is that, you know, like I said, that person's show shouldn't even be on KPFA. And often that person's guests have to check him because he tries to state one thing and he comes back and the guest says, no, that's not what I meant. This is what I meant. That guy's show, I can't use the word, but it should not be on KPFA, who's supposed to be for peace. And, it's just a conflict. And you should, and now all the news is related to everything that person has to say. So we're being, and that's why the
listenership is gone. Your time is up. Thank you. Next person is, the next person is Virginia Browning. And I want to mention to call in user number one, Serene, this is just for board member discussion. Not
okay.
PMB members. Go ahead.
So Dan Kovalik is also an expert in Venezuela. He's written at least one book about it. And I want to say that Christina just gave her opinion when she was framing that. So, you know, this is one-sided. And what we're asking for is that somebody voicing his opinion, it isn't the only opinion out there. And many people say that it was not a stolen election or that it was there were reasons why it was inconclusive. Not everybody agrees that it was a stolen election. Not everybody with expertise and PhDs agrees that. So Anthony has a right to his opinion, to voice his opinion. Free speech radio, please.
I would like to respond, Chair.
Go ahead, Christina.
Although there were some aspects of my report that had some of my opinion in it, what I was stating were factual evidence that he did not make the remarks that he was alleged supposed to, especially the guest, that the U.S. leaders are entitled to get rid of other leaders. There was nothing stated within that. And I'm not commenting on the Venezuela thing.
If you listen to the audio.
Oh, Virginia, you are not recognized to speak.
Do not yell out. I did listen to the audio. I did listen to several shows. He is definitely against the military action is what he stated before. And he's been doing great programming against ICE and all this other stuff. So I know a lot of people don't like him, but there was factual evidence I referenced in my report that will be sent to the Ethics Committee to deal with it.
Okay, Carlos Cohan. Carlos?
Yeah. Yes, thank you. Okay, here is my view. I know the guy is controversial. It's okay. He does serious programming. However, I know that these meetings have been rattled for years, maybe for months or years, with strong opinions. Having said that, I think we are getting to a much more civilized level, and I think we should drop this referral of Anthony. Anthony expressed an opinion. He may have been wrong. It's okay if this program continues to be controversial, we may need to revise it. But at this point, I don't think we will benefit by exacerbating the divisions inside the LSB.
Point of order.
What's your point of order, Fred?
We've had two people speak against referring this to the ethics committee. There should be no more people speaking against it. There should be two people speaking in favor of it now.
Yeah, I believe three, because that's three people have spoken against it. So we will take, and Christina spoke in favor. So we need two more people. Go ahead, Steve Kukala. Do you want to speak in favor of referring this to the ethics committee?
No. I actually wanted to know the date and the program. Christina read it so fast. I'm taking notes, but I'm not fast enough. So I can listen for myself. And
Christina, can you please send that to Steve? Zach, sure. Go ahead.
December 11th.
What program?
Background briefing.
Oh, okay.
Zach.
And yeah. I would move that every delegate should have an opportunity to speak on this issue if they desire.
Okay, we have time certain, and you also had a motion, something you wanted to bring up. So we have time certain. We have 6 minutes left. Steve, do you want to refer your time certain to the next meeting, and we can go ahead and let everyone speak?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay, go ahead, Zach.
Yeah, as board members, we have an obligation to base our critiques on verifiable facts. Repeated claims by certain members of this board that Ian Masters supports U.S.-led regime change in Venezuela or has ties to the CIA have not been substantiated by any credible evidence. In the absence of documentation, these assertions constitute misinformation rather than legitimate criticism. This pattern of behavior is a serious problem. When board members circulate false or unproven accusations about our own hosts, it undermines journalistic independence, damages individual reputations, and erodes trust within the institution we are charged with governing. Accountability for spreading demonstrably false claims is essential to protecting our hosts, preserving internal credibility, and upholding this board's responsibility to truthful, responsible leadership. I support what Christina has advocated. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to take one more person speaking in favor as an alternate. If you are Fred Dodsworth, do you want to speak in favor of the motion?
Yeah, I want to reaffirm what Zach just said. I mean, it's all good and well to have opinions if they're expressed as opinions, but to actually misstate what some other person says is not an opinion. It's a lie. And we need to actually make sure that we are not part of that entire milieu that lies incessantly. We need to tell, I see that some people are opposed to telling the truth, but there it is. I am not opposed to telling the truth. I am very much in favor of telling the truth. I am really willing to examine the evidence that Christina has put together as part of the ethics committee and then refer the matter to the LSB, which can then do whatever it needs to do with what the ethics committee determines. The ethics committee has a job to make sure that what we are doing is honest and real.
I want to call on Stan Woods. Stan, go ahead.
Yes, I oppose the referring this to the ethics committee. Not only is Anthony Fest one of the most ethical people I know, especially in the KPFA milieu, but also whether his opinion is right or wrong, and I tend to think it's right. I haven't heard the particular broadcast, but I've heard him many, many times talking about Ian Masters, refer to his friends in the intelligence community and how much he's tied. He said, I'm very close to my friends in the intelligence community. And I'm not talking about whistleblowers. I'm not talking about Philip Agee's, the only great Philip Agee. I'm talking about people who still support the mission of the intelligence community, as they call it, as Ian Masters calls it. So I would, if you really want to open up a discussion on Ian Masters, I don't think I mentioned those young listeners, the few that I've been able to encounter earlier, they all wonder, what the hell is this guy doing on KPFA? He belongs on Fox or CNN at least. So,
your time's up, Stan.
Thank you. Okay. So what I would like to do right now is
And I would like to speak for myself.
Yeah, go ahead, Anthony. Don't know when and where this misconduct that's, you told me about a radio program, but we're talking about Anthony here. And when did this conduct that we're examining take place?
Christina, can you answer? I want to clarify. I want to speak to that. There is no misconduct alleged. There is an inquiry. There is a concern expressed. One of the rules of the KPFA LSB is that people need to make attributions and documentations of accusations. And the other rule is that in our meetings, we do not deal with programming and individual programming and host producer issues, because that gets into a personnel matter. The reason this is an executive session is because it is a personal matter. The other issue is that it is not the role of this board to be involved in political debates. And so I would like this to go to the Ethics Committee for us to sort this out and to come out with some policies about how we can engage. There need to be ways for people to express their opinions about the shows, to contact the hosts. You're welcome to write to the hosts and talk to them. You're welcome to write, you know, to KPFA comments. But to come into a meeting and open up with issues about a producer and his show and to make recommendations about that show in an open session is questionable. And that's why I would like this to be reviewed to the Ethics Committee. We are out of time on this matter. I'm going to give Anthony a minute to go ahead and make a statement, and then we'll go to a vote. Go ahead, Anthony.
Yes, I have been at KPFA since 1994. I've produced or hosted hundreds of shows. Sometime I'll go back and get an approximate count. I think I've more than paid my dues. I think I've paid my dues many times over, in fact. I think I'm entitled to have opinions and share them at an LSB meeting, because if we're not going to discuss program content and politics at an LSB meeting, where is it going to be discussed? You know, this board chose a committee, advisory committee, program advisory committee, and they, as far as we can tell, that committee has never met. So that debate should take place here, and it's not about an individual. I've never met Masters. I know nothing about him, but programs are on the air. They are as public as can be, and I'm entitled to have opinions about them. You can parse them. If you think my opinion is wrong, you should oppose it with an opinion of your own, not refer this to this so-called ethics committee.
Your time is up, Anthony.
By the way, please name the members of the ethics committee.
Okay, we will now go to a vote on whether or not this matter should be referred to the ethics committee.
Point of order.
What's your point of order, Cheryl? We're in a vote.
Who's on the ethics committee?
We are in a vote.
How often do they meet and when do they meet?
We are in a vote, Cheryl. Go ahead, Candace.
Rabab Abdul.
I can't answer a vote if I don't know what's going on with the ethics committee.
Call the member to order.
Cheryl, if you continue to talk, you'll be moved to the waiting room. Go ahead, Candace. Rabab Abdul Hadi.
No, I'm not participating in this. This is a very terrible process.
Call the member to order.
Rabab,
and I'm objecting to the way you are running the meeting. This is very,
call
very
the member to order. Man.
Rabab, are you abstaining?
She said she's not participating.
Embarrassing what you are doing, Madam Chair. It's embarrassing.
Emma Auer?
I vote to move this to the Ethics Committee.
Emma, yes. Virginia Browning? Virginia Browning.
Virginia, you need to unmute.
Virginia Browning.
Come back to her.
Okay. Michael Cheng, absent. Cheryl Davila.
Hal Effing, no.
Cheryl, no. Fred Dodsworth.
Yes.
Fred, yes. Anthony Fest. Anthony Fest.
No.
Anthony, no. Sherry Gendelman.
Yes.
Sherry, yes. Christina Huggins.
Yes.
Christina, yes. Nunu is not here. Zach Calvier.
Yes.
Zach, yes. Carlos Cohan.
No.
No. For Carlos. Steve Kukala. Steve Kukala.
Pass.
Steve abstain.
Oh, no, Steve passed. He passed.
Yeah, that's
yes. Come back to him.
You oh, come I back see, to I him.
See. Okay, sorry. Colleen Mast. Colleen?
I think she's left the meeting.
I'll put her as absent. Kathy Pico?
Also appears to have left the meeting.
Allegra Thompson, not here. Andrea Turner, not here. Richard Walensky, not here. Stan Woods?
No.
Stan Woods, no. Candace, yes. Carol?
Yes.
Yes. So we have...
No, Virginia, this is Virginia. My phone went out. I vote no.
Virginia votes no.
Okay.
And now you go back to Steve.
And Steve? Steve Kukala?
What's the current vote, Tally?
We have 7 yes, 5 no, 1 abstain, 7 not present.
And Candace, you don't need to read the ones that are not present if they're absent.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Steve, how do you vote?
I'm going to abstain.
Thank you.
Steve, abstain. So 7 yes, 5 no, abstain.
Okay. The vote passes. Let's go back to.
How does it pass with 5 votes?
7 yes, 5 no, 2 abstain.
We will go back to the regular meeting, and we will admit the people in the meeting. Okay, bring everybody back. And I apologize we're late for public comments, everyone. If you would like to make a public comment, please raise your hand. I want to remind people that public comments are according to the agreements, and they do not include personal attacks against individuals and groups and false accusations. You must be recognized by the chair to speak and stop when requested. If people do not honor our agreements, they will be moved to the waiting room. Thank you.
Point of order.
What's your point of order, Fred?
I'm asking whether people who are on the LSBs at other stations are part of the public comment.
They are not. Go ahead. I see Ann Garrison.
And Carol, do we have 90 seconds per person?
Yes, 90 seconds per person. Go ahead, Ann.
You're muted, Ann.
Okay, I'm actually not quite sure what the issue is. I was informed that there was going to be some censure of Anthony Fest for something he said about programming. And I just find this very hard to understand, because if people come to these meetings to express themselves as members of the community about what they'd like to hear on the air. I mean, that's gone on for years. Fewer and fewer people come because they know that this isn't really a forum where people's opinions about what's on the air are going to have any significance. But
Anne, I'm gonna stop you for a minute and explain. I just read, engaging in personal issues. We do not engage in personalities. This is a committee, and the point of this committee is outreach, fundraising, and community needs assessment. So we just had an executive session that deals with proprietary issues. So if you have a comment that you would like to make about outreach, fundraising, or other issues related to this board, but please don't engage in personalities. That's Robert Rules of Order.
Personalities. Okay, I'm not
You
quite
mean
sure.
Personnel, not personalities.
Call the member to order, Madam
okay,
Chair.
Okay, you have not been recognized to speak. Personalities, engaging in personalities is mentioning names and talking about specific issues related to specific programs and programmers. And we are not here for political debates. We're here to support the station.
Okay, then I have nothing to say.
Thank you. Okay, I'm not seeing anyone else. We will go to the item about scheduling our meetings. The next item is scheduling our meetings. Candace, I believe you have, please do not interrupt me.
Please do not skip people that are on the phone that would like to be able to say something during public comment, please. You're missing the people that are on the phone.
There's no hand raised. Okay, go ahead. Please, you are not recognized to speak.
People
go ahead
on the phone,
and us with your motion.
Maybe they don't know how to raise their hand. Maybe you could state that.
There's no ability to raise your hand when you're on the phone, so you should allow people that are on the phone the ability. Please allow.
Okay, go ahead, Candace.
I move that in 2026, the KPFA local station board meet on Wednesdays, March 18th, May 20th, July 15th, September 16th, and November 18th at 6:30 p.m., ending time certain at 8 p.m.
Okay, Candace, do you want to speak to that?
Well, we were lessening it to an hour and a half and trying to meet on Wednesdays in the hopes that that would be more convenient for everyone.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead, Carlos.
Okay, I like the change. I would support it. The only thing is I noticed that it is the third Wednesday of those months. Personally, I would prefer Tuesdays or Thursdays, but if the majority supports Wednesdays, I'll do that. I'll just have to miss a couple of those meetings. But other than that, I support it.
Yeah, I'd like to speak to why this Wednesday was chosen. Wednesday was chosen because Tuesdays is national finance meetings. Thursdays is Pacifica National Board meetings and governance meetings. a lot of the other LSBs meet on Wednesdays. Most of them meet on the first and second Wednesdays. And so because at times we may want to invite officers on the national board to our meetings, it may be helpful to have them on a different Wednesday. So that is why that Wednesday was chosen. We set it at 6:30, so that people, you know, could, not have to go very late. So, I'd like to, hear from Cheryl. Go ahead, Cheryl.
No, it's Wednesdays on the second and the third Wednesday aren't available for me. I have, board meetings on those days. And also, but I am free on the fourth Wednesday. So I just wanted to say that. And also, yes, you should allow for people that are on the phone to speak, because then everybody doesn't know how to, like, star 66 or whatever it is to raise their hand. And maybe if you stated those things when you come back to public comment, that would be helpful to everyone. But you're, you know, like these meetings are so problematic and disrespectful and rude and unprofessional, as well as how this whole thing is conducted with the agenda and everything. It's just Cheryl, really kind of sad and pathetic.
Cheryl, stop, Cheryl. You are not speaking right now.
Stop, Carol.
Oh my God, please put her in the waiting room.
Please move Cheryl to the waiting room.
Why? How, and for how long?
This is disgraceful.
Okay, people yelling and making accusations. I'm going to take a moment as a point of personal privilege because I was just attacked as the chair of this meeting in a disrespectful way, and it's happened numerous times during this meeting. Using inflammatory language, calling people racist, using inflammatory language, calling people out, saying things are disgraceful, that is not respectful language. We're operating according to Robert's Rules of Order. We have an agenda that was passed by the majority of members in this meeting. This is a majority decision-based group, and it is not appropriate for people to be speaking off topic on the agenda at every item, insulting people and making accusations. The Pacifica Network is in a very challenging time, and we need to find ways to work together on outreach, fundraising, building membership, and community needs assessment. That is the task of this board, and I would like to ask us all to try and work together to do that. Thank you. Okay, now we'll go back to the item of there is a motion. Please reread your motion, Candace. Candace, you're muted. Please reread your motion.
I move that in 2026, the KPFA local station board meet on Wednesdays, March 18, May 20, July 15, September 16, and November 18 at 6:30 p.m. Pacific time, ending time certain at 8 p.m.
Thank you. Okay, Steve Kukala.
Yeah, thank you. I would prefer to meet on the second Wednesday. A couple of the other stations meet on the second Wednesday. I think it would benefit us if all the stations attended their local station board meetings instead of the other station's meetings. So if we all met on the same date and similar times, our members could attend these meetings and not be disrupted by other influences. So I wouldn't mind meeting a little earlier than 6:30, but that's not a killer to me. So I guess I'm offering an amendment to meet on the second Wednesday of the month.
Okay. So we have an amendment. Candace, did you get that to meet on the second Wednesday? Steve, can you put that in the chat, please?
And you mentioned earlier, Steve, what time were you thinking?
Well, I would like 5:30, but I'm more importantly, I would like the second Wednesday, and the chat's disabled. I can't put it in the chat.
You can write it to Candace.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah. So what I would like to do is first get the date established before we get the time. So Steve, are you okay if we separate those out?
Absolutely.
Okay. So right now we have a proposed amendment to meet on the second Wednesday. And Steve, I believe you've already spoken to that. Is anybody want, I would like to speak also about that. Does anybody else want to speak about the second Wednesday amendment?
My hand is up.
Okay. Good. Okay. Go ahead, Dr. Rabab. Was that Rabab? Dr. Rabab, I don't see your hand up.
Yeah. I don't. My camera is not working. I can't do Wednesday evenings because I teach, and my classes usually go at that time. So Saturday for me is sometimes actually is a struggle. There are meetings at that time, so I alternate. If our meeting is happening, I go to the other meeting. But I can't do weeknights. I teach in the evening.
Yes.
Unless, you know, but I can't. I can't. I would have to skip class, and I can't skip class. I'm the teacher.
Thank you. Okay. Let's go to Virginia.
Thank you. I have a very hard time meeting in the evening. So people joined the LSB thinking that it was going to be on Saturday. I think that we should keep it on Saturday.
Yeah. Anybody else?
Yeah, I have my hand raised. This is Carlos. I support Steve's, it's better for me second Wednesdays. Again, I would support third, the present, but I prefer second also.
Okay. I just want to speak to why we chose the third. And again, the third Wednesday, so that if we wanted to have a report from an in-person report from people from the Pacifica National Board. For instance, the chair of the Pacifica National Board, if she wants to do a report about, you know, things that are going on with Pacifica in terms of, you know, some of the issues that they're doing, there is a move to do emergency national news collaborations and how local station boards can support that and other people. So I would like to see, you know, so that is the reason that we originally said the third one. And so let's go ahead and Steve, I see your hand is up again. Did you have a comment?
No, I left it. I'm sorry. Let me fix that.
Okay, thank you. All right, so let's go ahead and vote on the amendment, first of all, of whether or not to meet on the second Wednesday, and that would be of the months. So we would substitute Candace, take out, I'm imagining, take out those specific dates and put in the second Wednesday and leave in those same months.
Okay. I move that in 2026, the KPFA local station board meet on the second Wednesday of the month, March 11th, May 13th, July 8th, September 9th, and November 11th, at 6:30 p.m. Pacific time, ending time certain at 8 p.m.
Okay, so let's vote on that. Go ahead and take a roll call on that, please.
Rabab Abdulhadi.
Are there objections?
Yes, I object. I can't make any of these meetings. Basically, okay. You're kicking me off the board.
We already heard people speak. Please go ahead and take the roll.
Rabab Abdulhadi?
No.
No, Rabab, no. Emma Auer?
Not here.
I didn't hear you, Emma.
Abstain.
Emma, abstain. Virginia Browning?
No.
Virginia Browning, no. Cheryl Davila? She's still in the...
What are you voting for?
We're voting whether to have our meetings on the second Wednesday of the month, same months as previously, and from 6:30 to 8 p.m.
WTF, no.
Cheryl Davila, no. Fred Dodsworth. Fred Dodsworth. Anthony Fest.
No.
Anthony, no. Sherry Gendelman.
Yes.
Sherry, yes. Christina Huggins.
Yes.
Christina, yes. Zach Colbier.
Yes.
Zach, yes. Carlos Cohan.
Yes.
Carlos, yes. Steve Kukala?
Yes.
Steve, yes. Colleen Mast?
I think Colleen isn't here.
Okay. And Kathy Pico?
I think she's gone.
Stan Woods?
No.
Stan Woods, no. Candace Schott, yes. Carol Wolfley?
Yes.
Carol Wolfley, yes. So just one sec here. And Fred Dodsworth, are you still here?
I don't think he's on. I don't see him.
Fred not present. So we have 7 yes, 5 no, 1 abstain, and 8 not present.
Okay, that amendment passes. Now we need to vote on the main motion as amended. So can you run through again?
I have an amendment to offer.
Second amendment. Go ahead, Anthony.
Yeah, it would read, any LSB member who would have been eligible to attend a March 21st meeting shall be eligible to attend a meeting earlier in March.
What does that mean?
Okay, I'll motivate it. There are several members now suspended. There's suspensions.
Point of order.
Oh, just a second. Go ahead, Anthony, and then
there
I'll get
suspensions.
Point of order.
Oh, what's your point of order?
That's not speaking to the current motion. It's speaking to another matter.
It's the motivation.
It's unrelated.
It is related if you'll listen.
Okay, I believe I understand your motion, and it is about including members of the board who have been suspended in those meetings, and that is not relevant to our scheduling.
It is, so because suspensions are set to end on the 20th. If you meet earlier in the month, they won't be eligible to attend.
Okay, so Anthony, your point of order is not well taken, and your motion is out of order, and we will go ahead and vote on.
I contest that ruling. It's very much in order.
Okay, if you contest.
Point of order.
Just a moment. If you contest it, you may challenge the chair. Do you wish to challenge the chair?
We
will go to a vote.
I do so.
Okay. We will go to a vote, and then I will take the point of order from. Go ahead. What is our time? We are at 12:56. Go ahead and take the roll on the challenge.
Point of order.
So we are in a vote right now, so I'm not taking additional points of order right now. Right now, we are in a vote on the challenge to the chair. If you vote yes, you uphold the ruling of the chair that this matter is not a point of order of adding people in who have been suspended in the past. Go ahead and take the roll on the point of order, Candace.
Rabab Abdulhadi.
I'm sorry, I'm a bit confused. So what are we voting, to accept the amendment or to reject the amendment? I mean, is this the
yes vote supports the ruling of the chair?
No.
Okay.
Rabab, no. Emma Auer?
I vote yes.
Emma, yes. Virginia Browning?
No.
Virginia Browning, no. Cheryl Davila?
No.
Cheryl, no. Fred Dodsworth? Not here. Anthony Fest?
Vote no.
Anthony, no. Sherry Gendelman?
Yes.
Sherry, yes. Christina Huggins?
Yes.
Dana, yes. And Zach Colbert?
Yes.
Zach, yes. Carlos Cohan?
Yes.
Carlos, yes. Steve Kukala?
Yes.
Steve, yes. Colleen Mast?
Colleen's not here.
Not here, sorry. Let me just trail these in. And Stan Woods?
No.
Stan Woods, no. Candace Schott, yes. Cheryl Wolfley?
Yes.
Cheryl, yes. 7, yes. 5, no. 8, not present.
So Candace, we now are at time certain for adjourn. We will take the final vote on this amendment, a vote yes, on the original motion as amended. Can you read the original motion as amended, and we will take the final vote?
I was missed during public comments, but I would like.
Okay, go ahead.
You want me to read the original motion, but with the new dates?
Yes, please.
Okay. I move that in 2026, the KPFA Local Station Board meet on the second Wednesday of each month, starting with March 11th, May 13th, July 8th, September 9th, November 11th, at 6 p.m. Pacific time, ending at time certain at 8 p.m.
Okay, please take the vote.
Just a sec.
Please move.
Sorry, I have to make a whole new little thing in here. Sorry.
Sorry. Or did you call my name? Probably not.
Not yet, no. Virginia.
Sorry.
Okay, we are in a roll call.
The official term of the person of the people would be for Steve Zeltzer and Elizabeth Milo to come back on March 20th.
Rabab Abdelhadi?
No.
Rabab, no. Emma Auer?
I vote yes.
Emma, yes. Virginia Browning?
No.
Virginia, no. Cheryl Davila?
No to fascist rules.
I didn't get your vote. Yes.
No.
Cheryl, no. Fred Dodsworth, not here. Anthony Fess.
Vote no.
Anthony, no. Sherry Gendelman.
Yes.
Sherry, yes. Christina Huggins.
Yes.
Nunu, Danny, not here. Zach Calvier.
Yes.
Zach, yes. Carlos Cohan.
Yes.
Carlos, yes. Steve?
Yes.
Paula? Steve, yes. Wait, not here. Not here. Not here. Not here. Not here. Stan Woods?
No.
Stan Woods, no. Candace, yes. Carol Wolfley?
Yes.
Carol Wolfley, yes.
We have- did you get, can you please call in Dr. Rabab? I brought her back. We are voting on the original motion, Dr. Rabab, yes or no?
She voted.
Yeah, I have that. She voted no.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she did vote. She said no.
Thank you. Okay.
So I have eight yeses, five noes, and eight not present.
Thank you. The motion passes.
You are unfairly adding 2 months more to the original suspension. You're adding 2 months more unfairly and illegally, by the way.
Please end the meeting.
Yes,
thank
you're
you.
Adding two more months unfairly.
Yeah, that's kind of pathetic, but it's how you act, so we get it. You're fascist.
Oh my God. Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
The meeting is adjourned, please.
Thank you.
Thank you.